Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Paul Mitchell. He is the founder of Mitchell Acoustics, a British company that produces high-quality Bluetooth-based audio systems and has just launched in the U.S. Mr. Mitchell, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Good to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing all about Mitchell Acoustics. So why was the timing right for you to bring your company and your products to the U.S.? Let's start there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the audio business has been a bit segmented for a number of decades. The traditional sort of two-channel, what we used to call the hi-fi market, has been pretty stagnant. There is a business there. I mean, there's about, 5% of the overall business goes in that space. But when you think back to maybe sort of 30 or 40 years ago, stereo systems made up about 50% of the market. Everybody had a stereo system in their home. So the reason that the timing is right now is because in recent years, there's been a, music consumption is at an all-time high. There's more opportunities to listen to music now than there ever has been before. There's more people making music than ever before. And there's also a whole new generation who are starting to discover music from, our generation. I'm talking about people who grew up in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Our kids are now starting to find through programming on things like Netflix, they're finding all this old music. So it's a really good, the market globally is ripe for this, but the US specifically, as the sort of largest market for music consumption, is, that's why one of the reasons the timing is so good.
Real interesting there, and you also made some real interesting points as well. Good stuff and a good place to start. Now, why have people been willing to sacrifice stereo sound in favor of the standalone mono speakers that are so popular? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? It's something that sort of happened, nobody could really put their finger on when that happened or when the decline started to happen. But, I think technology drives a lot of this stuff. And I think as a race, the human race, we're inherently lazy. And I think also that it's funny because music and music technology, like hi-fi system, when stereo first came about in the mid 60s, there wasn't an awful lot of stereo content. It was harder to find albums or records that you could go and buy that were in stereo. If you think to all the Beatle albums were all in mono, they didn't get mixed into stereo until the 70s. But when stereo sound really took off in the 70s, it was the thing to do. And I guess there's a definite disconnect between the techier members of our species, let's say, and the non-techie. And it's probably fair to say that, when all this stuff came out, it was a boy thing. Having a nice stereo hi-fi system was something that every boy and young man had. And it wasn't so much a thing, wasn't as much of an important thing for the women in our lives. And I can certainly say that was true of my mom and my wife, et cetera, et cetera. And I think when music technology started to get to the point where it was, connected. So you had products like Wi-Fi connected products like Sonos, et cetera, et cetera. Once people started to get their heads around connected audio in that way, it then opened the door for standalone speakers. You didn't, if it wasn't necessary to have a left and a right, you didn't need one. So it became a convenient option. And then that was spawned by every company in the world, every brand in the world, all of a sudden having a Bluetooth speaker available, and it just became the easy option. And that's basically why I think is convenience mainly. It's just a convenience thing.
This is so interesting to me, and I grew up as a teenager in the 70s and early 80s, so I can certainly relate to where stereo sound has come and gone. So good stuff there, and you kind of struck a nerve there. I could get on a rabbit trail there, but I won't. Tell me, what are the advantages of making your audio products all Bluetooth-based? Get into that as well.
Well, the easiest thing with that is if you think about, you can't be all things to all men, but you can try and, cover more bases as possible. Now, it wasn't too long ago that the first and second and third generations and even fourth generations of Bluetooth, they didn't quite have the full quality that was necessary, which is why, you know, Wi-Fi connected audio was the way to go. So you have, you know, products like Sonos and other, you know, Wi-Fi streaming products. But in the last 2 years, you know, Bluetooth 5.0 has come about. There's no distinct latency that you would find, i.e., you know, you can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference in quality. So that now that Bluetooth has moved up to the, you know, on a par almost with the streaming quality of a Wi-Fi enabled system, it just means that it's much easier. It's cheaper to build, and also it's much easier for consumers to follow. So, you know, the way that my Bluetooth stereo products work is along the same lines as what everybody will now understand is these in-ear earbuds, you know, like what started off with Apple AirPods and became then, every brand has a number of different products in this space. So you have these little earbuds, you turn on one, you turn on the other, unbeknownst to the consumer, you have this Bluetooth two-channel connection where the two connect and your device sends the signal. And it's a stereo left and right signal. And it's easy to understand when you've got headphones in your ears. But when you remove those headphones and you disconnect them and you connect to your standalone mono speaker, you're missing all that stereo. So our products basically take that Bluetooth idea. So you can therefore, you've now got what my daughter describes as headphones for your room. So you've now got stereo speakers that are Bluetooth. And of course, Bluetooth is cheap, is simple, it's cheaper to make, and it's much, much simpler to use, and everybody can get their head around it. There's no need to connect to Wi-Fi, there's no need to download apps, etc. So that's primarily why we chose to make our products out of Bluetooth, and that's the advantage to our customers.
Really some interesting conversation around this industry and this topic today, and we're really thankful for your joining us here. We're speaking with Paul Mitchell, founder of Mitchell Acoustics, a British company that produces high-quality Bluetooth-based audio systems and has just launched in the U.S. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, there's also been a resurgence of people, especially young people, embracing vinyl records again. How do you account for that trend?
I tell you what, there's a number of companies in this space, especially companies that make, you know, cartridges and styluses and for record players, they are scratching their heads. It's an interesting one. I think there's a, you know, all these things come around in terms of trends. Look, you know, you and I are of the same sort of age group. We grew up wearing flared jeans in the 70s. By the time it got to the mid 80s, we wouldn't have been seen dead in a pair of flared jeans. What's happened? That's all come back again. All our kids are wearing that. So I think there's a certain fashion in some of these things, because it's certainly nothing to do with the quality. You know, there's no massive quality advantage to be gained from vinyl. But I think it's been driven by a nostalgia from the, you know, from older people. There's a lot of people like myself included who never got rid of their vinyl, and they've now got their children and their, you know, other relations, younger relations, coming to them and saying, you know, Dad, can I have your vinyl? Can I listen to your vinyl? So it's a really interesting thing. I mean, it's done wonders for the music world. You know, only this year, CD was finally surpassed by vinyl again. Now, okay, CD's in decline, vinyl's on the rise. It was bound to happen at some point. Doesn't necessarily make sense, but there's a whole load of new artists now releasing their records on their albums on vinyl. You know, Taylor Swift is a classic example. That's incredible, because a lot of young kids like my daughter will pay $50 for the vinyl version, but then play it on the stream through their phone. They won't play the vinyl because they want to keep that. So I really don't know. I just know it's a good thing for the music industry, and it's a good thing for the audio industry that there's been a resurgence in vinyl.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's certainly helping the music industry with the vinyl records coming out again, and very interesting. I got to tell you, that is interesting. I had no idea that the trend was really picking up in that regard. So good that you touched on that as well. Another question for you. Your products are made to accept music from any streaming source. Talk about the increasing popularity of people getting their music through streaming sources.
Yeah, the interesting thing here is that, the consumer has so much choice. It wasn't too long ago that we were, you know, copying or ripping our CDs, as it were, ripping our CDs on our computer to make a an MP3 or a filed copy that we could then stream on our home network. That's all gone out the window now, because you don't need to do that anymore, because there's so many different streaming platforms. But one of the really interesting things there is the number of people globally who choose the free streams like YouTube, etc. YouTube still, you know, it dwarfs all the others by in terms of the number of users that it's got. And people don't actually realize that all of that content on YouTube is the same quality, pretty much the same stereo quality as it is on a lot of the paid sites. But, you know, the I can sit on both sides of this fence. I know, as a musician and somebody who's involved in music and involved in production, as well as involved in manufacturing speakers, I know that, you know, it's taken a while for the record companies, the streaming services, to be paying the musicians and the writers the right amounts of money. It's a whole separate argument. But from a point of view of popularizing music, you know, anybody now can make an album at home and have it listed on any of the streaming sites and have it available. So in terms of what it's done for music generally, I think it's a good thing, because it's basically, you know, as you said, the popularity of music is at an all-time high. You know, people, there's kids in bedrooms all over the world making albums, releasing them on certain platforms and being able to become, you know, popular as a result. And that could never have happened 30 years ago, because unless you had a recording contract, you weren't going to get your recordings produced and you weren't going to get them on the radio. And that was all that mattered in those days. So I think it's been, you know, streaming generally has been an amazing thing for the music business.
It certainly has. And you're also in an interesting industry, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today to introduce your launch in the U.S. on behalf of Mitchell Acoustics. If listeners wanted to shop around and or to get further details on Mitchell Acoustics, where's the best place to do so?
So you can go to our website at mitchellacoustics.us. You'll find information there, and you know, you can, if you Google, you'll find local retailers. Amazon is one, and you'll find local retailers. We're just starting to roll out now in earnest across the US, so hopefully, you know, you'll be able to find, and if you can't find it, ask your favorite dealer when they're going to start stocking it.
Well, you've certainly got your bases covered. We thank you so much again, folks. It is mitchellacoustics.us. Mr. Mitchell, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. We certainly wish you nothing but continued success.
My pleasure too, Eric. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Paul Mitchell, founder of Mitchell Acoustics, a British company that produces high-quality Bluetooth-based audio systems and has just launched in the U.S. And for all the details, again, visit mitchellacoustics.com. US. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.